chasad halacha, you make the bracha, the correct bracha, brei prio eitz, for prio eitz, brei hadoma, for prio hadoma, only if it's eaten in its normal fashion, something which is normally eaten cooked, and somebody would eat it raw, so the bracha would not be brei prio eitz, it would be shahakol. It would not be brei prio hadoma, it would be shahakol. The understanding behind that halacha, when we say the bracha, we'll see as we go through these halachas that the bracha brei pri ho'eitz, the word pri doesn't mean physically the fruit, it means the product which this was created for. It applies if you want to eat the seeds, it applies if you want to eat the branches, it applies if you want to eat, even if you're eating the fruit, if you're not eating it the way it was intended to be eaten, that's not the product of this tree which it was made for. So it's not the pri ho'eitz. The same way we understand the pre-hagefen is the wine. You don't make a pre-hagefen on grapes, because that's not the main purpose of the gefen, is not the grape, it's the wine which is produced. The wine doesn't grow on vines, it's not the pre-hagefen. So the pre-hagefen doesn't mean the fruit itself, it means the product which this plant was made for. So if in this locale, it goes by locale, it goes each locality, if this locale, this fruit is normally eaten cooked, that is now the pre-ho-eitz is going to be eaten when it's cooked. So you cannot say pre-ho-eitz when you eat it raw. Similarly, something which is normally made to be, normally is eaten raw, and a person eats it cooked, it loses its bracha, it goes down a madrega. And the bracha will go down from being a pre-ho-eitz or pre-ho-doma down to a shahakol. Since this is the logic, let's say you would cook it in a way where it does not, even though it's normally eaten raw, but you would cook it in a way where it does not take down the flavor in any way, shape, or form, so then it does not lose its bracha, it remains brei prio eitz. Therefore, we have a halacha. If you have something which is normally eaten raw, and you cook it with honey, so it doesn't lose its flavor, it still tastes good, so it keeps the bracha brei prio eitz. If you cook it with water, so the case in halacha broke down, walnuts. Cook walnuts in water, they don't taste so good. You cook walnuts in honey, you fry them in honey, they taste God's fine. So walnuts are normally eaten raw, so the bracha is brei prio eitz in a walnut. If you cook it in water, it's shahakol. If you cook it in honey, it's a brei prio eitz still, because it did not go down in its madrega, the flavor is still a good flavor. So there is one more point in regards to this. Something which is normally eaten raw or cooked, it would have the bracha brei prio eitz either way. And again, this is defined by the place where the person is in. Okay, we'll talk about these halachas more a little tomorrow. Friday we'll have a Rosh Chodesh riddle. And the bechina has been moved, the halacha bechina has been moved till Friday. Give people more time to review. And Shir will start at 5 after. Have a good morning.